the child of God, a laborer with God. All spiritual life is derived from Jesus Christ. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. But what is the sure result of becoming a child of God? The result is that we become laborers together with God. There is a great work to be done for your own soul's salvation, and to qualify you to win others from unbelief to a life sustained by faith in Christ Jesus. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, with a casual faith? No, with an abiding faith that works by love and purifies the soul, hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh, and drinketh my blood, hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given unto him of my Father. When Jesus spoke these words, he spoke them with authority, assurance, and power. At times he manifested himself in such a way that the deep movings of his spirit were sensibly realized. But many who saw and heard and participated in the blessings of the hour, went their way, and soon forgot the light he had given them. The treasures of eternity have been committed to the keeping of Jesus Christ, to give to whomsoever he will. But how sad it is that so many quickly lose sight of the precious grace that is proffered unto them through faith in him. He will impart the heavenly treasures to those who will believe in him, look to him, and abide in him. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God, and he knows no restraint nor control in bestowing the heavenly treasures upon whom he will. He does not exalt and honor the great ones of the world, who are flattered and applauded, but he calls upon his chosen, peculiar people who love and serve him, to come unto him and ask, and he will give them the bread of life, and endow them with the water of life, which shall be in them as a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. Jesus brought to our world the accumulated treasures of God, and all who believe upon him are adopted as his heirs. He declares that great shall be the reward of them who suffer for his name's sake. It is written, I hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. -